In chapter 3, you will read about three ninth grade teachers in a high school north of Boston, Mrs. Munoz, Mrs. Mondicano, and Mr. Ramesh. In Mrs. Munoz's math class, there are 23 students, of whom 15 are native speakers of English and 8 are English language learners. 4 are following along with other native speaking students using Google Translate and worksheets prepared in their first languages. The other 4 students are sitting in the far back looking at the same resource sheets but doing nothing. As they form groups and work on different practice problems, these same students continue to sit and look at the papers on their desks. Mrs. Mondicano's English language arts class is reading To Kill a Mockingbird. There are 25 students, of whom 18 are native speakers of English and 7 are English language learners. Like Mrs. Munoz, Mrs. Mondicano is trained on inclusion for English language learners in the mainstream classroom and aware of scaffolding and differentiating practices. Earlier, the students had worked in small groups to discuss various questions related to the essay topics. One student carefully copied sentences from another student's draft. 3 others had very little written on their papers. In the third classroom, Mr. Ramesh's beginning level ESL class, there are 18 students from 7 different countries who speak 4 different languages. All the students are learning English. The lesson begins with a review activity that is a modified version of charades. After a while, Mr. Ramesh reads a short story as students follow along. When he finishes, he tells them to look at the questions that follow the story and answer them. He reminds them to look at the drawings that illustrate the story. As Mr. Ramesh circulates to check their work, he finds that 4 students are not doing the assignment. The 3 different classes show that all students did not participate despite their teachers scaffolding the material for learning, providing native language resources, and employing ESL pedagogy. There is a specific subpopulation of English language learners called students with limited or interrupted formal education, or SLIFE. Identifying SLIFE is critical in providing appropriate instruction and services. As you will read in Chapter 3, limited formal education refers to the fact that not all schooling is the same.